Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com, the co-executive directors of Vibes in the building. Julio Monterosa and Bridget Flores is back.
I'm back.
After what a two-week hiatus. Bridget, how you been?
I'm doing good. I'm coming back from spending time with family, exploring Mexico City. I almost stayed out there. I wasn't going to come back because I had the time of my life. It's so beautiful out there. There's so much to see. So I highly recommend if you haven't gone to Mexico City, check it out. I'll send you my itinerary. Everybody was asking me for
We saw the close friend stories.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We saw those.
Know, sometimes you have to keep the boundaries between those.
The church of the
Oh my
of
God. Yeah. That was wild. Yeah. That's a story for another time because we got someone special on the podcast.
That's a Patreon episode.
Yeah, we got that one. If you're subscribed, you'll hear more about it.
No, but we have a very special guest in the building. We had a couple Zoom guests the last few weeks, so it's good to have somebody in person.
Yes.
We're very excited. We've been trying to make this work for a few months now, but NWSL superstar, free agent, recently star
Hopefully
for
bring her back.
Yeah, for Angel City FC, Sarah Gordon in the building. Sarah, it's so good to have you on.
Thank you guys for having me. It's great to be here.
We usually have a soundboard, so we're just gonna give you some vibes.
Actually, Jeremy Rist said that he could bring us in his soundboard because he's a DJ. So
there we go.
We're moving up.
2024, things are starting to start a little look a little different around here. But
we're ending on a good note.
Yes.
Ending on a good note, having you here, Sarah.
This is our last episode of the year.
Yeah.
So you know, shouts to us and shouts to closing the year on a high note.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. But we should probably let the guests do some talking because
sure.
Sarah, I know I mentioned, you know, you're a free agent. We don't have to get into the like whole free agency X's and O's and
all
that
stuff. Back.
Right. But I just wanted to touch on free agency coming to that NWSL because it's a newer thing. I think last year was the first year, and we're starting to see some big signings. What's it like for the league to embrace free agency now?
Well, honestly, it's been an amazing experience, and I'm so grateful that we have it now. Just like I came in the league in 2016 and how far we've come, it's crazy because as a free agent, the power is totally in your hands. You can, you know, fight for your money, go wherever you want to go. And that's not the case when I was a rookie in 2016. Mm-hmm. You were kind of just like stuck at the club that drafted you or picked you up. So it's been an amazing experience. Can't say anything, obviously. I'm just grateful that we got to this point because, I mean, every woman in the league deserves to pick where they want to be and deserves to get paid like a professional athlete. And it's not NBA money, but it's so much better than it used to be.
It's slow progress is better than no progress.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're coming off of fantastic season. Iron Woman for the second time in your career, playing every minute. I mean, that's incredible. Like, but in its own right, but coming off of an ACL injury the season before, I mean, what went into your preparation for this year and how were you able to accomplish that for the second time?
You know, last year, obviously getting to LA, tearing my ACL so early was such a disappointment. And so I feel like going into recovery, at first I was a little bit depressed and just like, I don't want to go through this. But then I felt like I just focused in and kind of just thought about what I wanted to bring to the season when I'm actually going to be playing. And so I feel like it recentered me in so many ways. And like, I hate to be one of those cliche people, but it's like, I needed it. Mm-hmm. I needed it in my life. Like, things had just been going a million miles per hour. I needed to, you know, come back, rebalance mentally, physically, all of those things. And I feel like, I mean, we had a hell of a year, like personally and as a team. And there are so many things that went into my success, our team success, but mostly, like, at the end of the season, I was just proud to play with the group, and I felt like I was able to find myself again on the field because of our staff and because of the group around me, and of course because of personal sacrifice and my family's sacrifice and all those things.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. All the major sports are in action this week, with the college football playoffs ready to kick off. Bet Online is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info, including news for pro football, the NBA, upcoming fights, and NHL games this season. Head to the website today to get into the action and see all the updated odds for the week. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
What were, like, what was it like for you for the first few games coming back? Like, you know, you've done the work to recover, you're ready to step onto the pitch. What were those first few games like for you? Like, what did you notice was different about how you went onto the pitch?
Well, honestly, when we started preseason, because I was out for like the full year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I get to start fresh again the next preseason, which was great. The mm-hmm. timing ended up being great. But when we started preseason, I did not feel like myself. Like, I was not confident. I mean, obviously, you're coming off a long injury. And then our first home game was against Club America. Mm. And I was so scared. I was like, oh, my gosh, they're so – I'm not used to playing in front of that many fans. I was kind of freaking out a little bit. But I still felt like I was missing something. And then our home opener against Gotham, we ended up losing. But it was the first game where I felt like myself, mm-hmm. 100%. But there were so many, like – for me, it's like – there's so many like feelings going on and nerves and this and that, but I don't always take time to enjoy it. I'm like, okay, next goal, mm-hmm. on to the next thing. And so I feel like that's how most of my season was. It was like, okay, cool. I'm myself again, now on to this next thing I want to do on the field or want to accomplish. So I felt like I didn't always sit back and feel, you know, like, oh, I'm proud that I'm back, mm-hmm. or I'm proud of this, mm-hmm. or anything like that. Cause I'm like, okay, on to the next thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think I was just going to say, I think your journey to going from having, you know, the unfortunate ACL injury to recovering and then going onto the pitch and then having such a successful year this year is just like the kind of story and journey like everyone would want to have when they go through something like that. What kept you motivated in those times or moments where you were just maybe kind of scared of having that feeling back, or like feeling like your recovery wasn't what you needed to keep going in the season?
I think that I made like a personal decision at the beginning of January, right before last preseason, that I was gonna give it every single thing I had, like mentally and physically. And I feel like a lot of times as athletes and people, we say that, like, mm-hmm. I want this, I want that. Or we have this feeling like, I know my ceiling is really high, like I know I could do this, but I'm not doing this. And so I just kind of like sat down and looked at all the things in my life that mm-hmm. were holding me back, whether that was like drinking randomly on the weekends. I mean, as an athlete, you don't get to drink a lot, but like that. And or if it was, you know, not always sticking to my morning routine. I literally looked at everything and was like, I'm 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to give it absolutely everything. And I committed to it. And I feel like there were times like at the beginning of preseason where I was like, why am I doing this? Like, this isn't working. I'm not playing well. And times throughout the season where I felt the same thing. And I literally was like, I'm committing to this. It doesn't matter. It's mm-hmm. it's like just like making that choice. And then no matter what the result was in the short term, I already made the choice that I'm committing to it. And then I felt like by the end of the season, I felt like a whole new player, like different than I was before my ACL, mm-hmm. like better in so many ways.
Yeah. Dang. You're speaking facts. I feel like for anything in life, like that's how it should be. Make a commitment, stick to it, and just take it one step at a time, and eventually the results are going to come within that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Julio, I mean, we gotta
get it together, Julio. Get it together, Julio.
I'm gonna commit for the last week of the year. I'll be back to first.
Yeah. But it being a contract year, did that motivate you a little bit more too, to prove that, you know, you're worth
you're and that
you're
player. Value,
you know? I honestly thought about it at times, like, oh, I'm gonna be a free agent, but it was never that really like a motivator when it came down to the grind mm-hmm. and this and that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always been like chasing this vision of the player I could be is really what it is. And like this, I mean, the support of teammates and staff and stuff like that. But no, like I didn't, because when I put too much pressure on myself with things like that, like getting a call up to the national team or like, mm-hmm. you know, when I put too much pressure on myself, I'm not free. I'm not fun on the field. I'm right. just like,
yeah. You feel that pressure on yourself and yeah. you feel it within everything you do.
Yes. I got to play free.
Yeah. That makes yeah. sense. But when you're focused on yourself, your health, your growth, then maybe that kind of like, it feels like pressure, but it's like not pressure to where you have to show others. It's more about yourself and what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, there's only so many things you can control. Mm-hmm. I can control, you know, my discipline and what mm-hmm. I'm doing and, you know, the choices I'm making, but I can't control, you know, the contract that a right. team gives me.
Yeah, mm. that's true.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I think when you talk about it that way, like the love of the game and the game coming first, then, you know, I feel like that will lend itself to a more successful thing rather than, you know, chasing the contract and, right. and doing all that. Because you see a lot of, like, especially in other sports, people sign like big deals or big contracts and all of a sudden they start maybe underperforming or, you know, and I mean, obviously there's more than that, just that, but, and then once they get to the last year of their contract, all of a sudden, you know, they're back and they're focused and they're sharp. So I think coming from it from like a process and like motivation perspective is more conducive to success. But yeah. I want to talk about the season for Angel City, because when you mentioned that home opener, that, I mean, that June Endo goal should have counted. Like, I mean, that's under protest for my, for as far as I'm concerned, but not the start that y'all wanted, but the turnaround, I mean, was, because I mean, like, I'm going to be honest, from watching, I almost gave up on the team. I was like, because I would go no, every, July, every
July-ish,
Sunday.
July-ish, he was like,
every Sunday.
Gave up on us?
Yeah, almost. So I'll go on Sunday, and like, it was, I was just like, oh my, like, why? Like, my Sunday, like, I want it to be relaxed.
You're,
you know,
ruining
what I mean?
Your life.
No, he'll come back from
he's
Monday.
He's like, why are you stressing me out on the Sunday?
So upset.
And I'll show up. But then I'm glad I stuck with it, because the turnaround was amazing to watch. And what was the vibes like in the locker room just as the season progressed, and once that turnaround started to happen, like, what were the biggest differences that you saw with the team?
Well, one thing I will say is that obviously this club is 2 years old,
right?
And so when you come on to a new club, it's like a blank slate and you have to create a culture, and that takes time. And you know, we've come so far in the 2 years, and I feel like we're in a really great place right now. But
I'm like, we have a free agent. Can I say that?
I'm like, you can yeah, just tell yeah. them, like, clip that, cut that.
Yeah.
So they're in a really great place right now.
Right.
But
right.
The vibes over the season were, you know, obviously we had a coaching change. Mm-hmm. And that really picked us up, because Becky just had a vision, and she had that energy, like that belief and that energy that just made us fight. Mm-hmm. And practices became more competitive. So, you know, what we were doing during the week, we were now doing at games. And so that was the turning point for us, clearly. I mean, you can see with our record. So there were ups and downs in the locker room. I mean, when you're losing games, that's when, like, all the bad stuff comes out. And then when you're winning games, a lot gets covered mm-hmm. up. But I feel like it was, like, really great test of character, kind of being near last place and having to dig ourselves out of that. And yeah. so I feel like it just puts us in a great position, you know, the team in a great position going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. When you face adversity, like the character shows up. And I think that yeah. the fact that, because I mean, you could have been like me and just thought to give up on the season and be like, you know what, this is a wash. We got
it's
next
a good thing
season.
You're not on the team.
I know, right. It's a good thing. That's why, maybe that's why, yeah, yeah, that's why I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that you guys all stuck with it and obviously Becky coming in, like right. Becky ball, like from the beginning, like that, the San Diego game, yeah. Was like, I was losing it. But that, is there something specific that clicked, or was it more of just like a gradual thing that started from that first practice or that first game and grew?
I mean, I really think it was the coaching change that made everything click, mm-hmm. because we felt like we didn't have an identity, and then suddenly we kind of were building one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would have loved to play more beautiful football throughout the course of the season. A lot of times it was a fight.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like a bar fight. Like, just get points. We can't lose. Yeah. But we made it work. We got to the playoffs.
You did. Yeah. That's
definitely
true.
A lot of grit.
Right.
Especially those last 10, like 5-10 minutes of games, I feel. Whereas last year, I feel like we let some of those games slip. But this year, you know, it was much more strong and, like, we were able to fight some off.
Well,
like,
if you remember, there was the Portland game earlier in the season where we were winning and then they tied it up.
The goalie.
Please.
Sorry. I don't mean to.
Don't bring back the memories.
But after that game, we watched, back the last 10 minutes of the game on film, and they made us sit there and they would, like, slow down clips.
And then we
went over how to close out a game.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was the thing that happened. I was like, this is great.
So I think maybe that, as hard as it was to watch it, probably kind of gave you all the motivation of, like, we don't want to have to be in that position again.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
I wanted to go back a little bit. I wanted to ask you, like, what was your transition like going from Chicago to LA, both, like, for the team-wise, but also just the, you know, city and the vibes?
Are you from here?
I'm from LA, yeah.
Okay. I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
And I lived there for 29 years, went to college there, got drafted there.
Right.
And I'm a diehard Chicago girl. Uh-huh. Like, I'm proud of where I'm from. It was really hard for me when I first moved here, I'm not even gonna lie. And I don't know if it's because I tore my ACL and I was feeling bad for myself, but it was a big change. I'd never lived anywhere else but Chicago. And at first I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wanna go home.
Yeah.
Like, I would cry
it's
at
hard.
Night. It was so hard. And then, and like I said, I don't know if it's because of, you know, my injury and living somewhere new.
Yeah.
But then as time went on, I just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I love it here. I think it's amazing, an amazing city. The culture here is amazing. Mm-hmm. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. And then I love that you can go to the beach or, like, be outside and go for hikes. And it just feels like everything I need at this point in my life. So to answer your question, it was hard at first, but now I love it. And then as far as the playing changes, I mean, we have the most amazing supporters in the league. Like, it's just every game.
Yeah.
The support is crazy.
Hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I absolutely love that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How was it for your son? Like, I know moving all the way to LA is different from Chicago. Way warm, better weather. So no knock on Chicago. But
I was just in Chicago too. Yeah. First time, loved it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
So the weather must have been good.
Oh, the weather was good. It wasn't too cold. I wore like a jacket, but I was able to take it off, so it wasn't that crazy. But I want to go back because I was only there for like 2 days. But I had a great time. And the Bean was under construction, so I have to go back.
Yeah. You have to
I didn't
go
get
back.
To my pictures, my
Why
Instagram pictures.
Why do tourists
pictures?
Love the Beans?
I don't know.
The Bean, I'm like.
I had to look through the fences of, like, it was literally under construction. Oh, I had to, like, move the little, like, cloth that it has
and
on
it
the
said,
fence.
Don't touch.
It said, don't touch here. I'm there, like, putting my hand in it. But overall, it was nice. Treated me well. I had some bomb hash browns from, I forgot what coffee shop. It was super good. It was like a random coffee shop that I bumped into. Sorry. Back to the question.
Yeah, I know, right? Question. How was it for your son, especially because you're a player, but you're also a mother?
You know, I feel like my son, he amazes me. Like, his transition was so smooth. So we were in Mid-City the first year. Now we live out in Calabasas, but we were in Mid-City, and he went to the local school there, and it was a big change in so many different ways, a totally different culture than he's ever been around, and he did so well, made friends immediately. The hardest thing for him was just learning a new style of schoolwork and trying to do things like that, but I'm just really proud of him because he just takes it like a G. He's so social, has friends immediately, girlfriends immediately.
He said he had two first weekend. I heard that about. I'm like, all right.
Okay, all right, Mr. Popular.
But it's crazy because I was at home crying, and my son's like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. Cool.
You're like still
so
working
you.
On it, trying
no
to figure
friend.
Out friends.
Hey, Mom, get it together. I'll be back.
Exactly.
Oh, no. He was already like 2 steps ahead of you. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Popular over here.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's because you probably.
First week, I'm like, This guy is the man. I'm gonna bring him out sometime.
He has no girlfriend now.
There you go. But your options is like,
hey, he's working on himself.
Right, exactly. Growth.
We love to hear that. We love to hear that.
Definitely. That was great when I heard like two girlfriends first week. I'm out here struggling trying to get one. Like, what are we talking about here?
It's because he's got that Chicago swag, possibly. It's like something different, you know? Girls in LA are tired of LA men.
There we go.
The 8 year olds in LA, man.
What can we say? They got more drama than us.
He hasn't cheated on nobody yet. He's good.
He's a loyal one.
I wanted to talk about Chicago, and this is nothing to do with soccer or anything, but I haven't had the pleasure yet of going to Chicago, but I was watching Home Alone the other day, and then it made
OG.
Me think of and it made me think of like all the John Hughes movies, which are set in like the Chicago suburbs, and like they all just look like Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, like both Home Alones.
Mean Girls.
Yeah, right. Is that in Chicago? Mean Girls?
Evanston.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And like I don't know if it's just like, is it really that picturesque and idyllic in those areas? Because like some of the neighborhoods just look like so, I don't know, like picturesque, you know?
Yeah, but that's like, okay, Home Alone and Mean Girls, those are like the northern suburbs, mm-hmm. and they really do look like that. Yeah.
Okay.
My house growing up didn't look like that. It was nice, but it didn't look like.
Yeah, right. Like
you didn't have Joe Pesci like driving up and down
Joe
the
street.
Yeah.
That's why the Ring cameras are out now.
Well, to answer your question, yes. Maybe it's kind of like what people see of LA and like you know, the idea behind
the palm trees.
The palm trees are just like the Hollywood Hills, and then sometimes things just don't really look as what they seem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But how did you like growing up in Chicago? And what was it like playing soccer growing up there?
So I grew up like right outside of the city, right by the airport in Elk Grove. And I mean, I think I liked it when I was a kid. I don't really
You're like,
know.
No complaints here.
But when I think back to like college and like then at that time, I loved being in the city and I loved, you know, being able to like play soccer right under the L train, and I just like really started being proud of like where I was from. And now, fast forward to now, I'm like, I'm from Chicago. Everyone needs to know it when I walk in a room.
Yeah. Is there a point in time where you remember like you like falling in love with the game and in Chicago?
You know, I feel like I didn't really fall in love with the game until like the end of my college career. I like always just did it because people were like, you're good at it. So I was like, okay, this is cool. But yeah, for sure. Like after I had my son in college is when I really can remember like playing under the train track and being like, I love it here and I love the game.
Yeah. And then getting a chance to stay in Chicago with the Red Stars must have been like a pretty welcome thing. You don't have to uproot your life, you know, especially with the kid. What was going through your head when you got drafted?
I was so excited. And I was really bad my rookie year, like really bad. Like every time I got the ball, I was so nervous. I was like, please just pass, don't pass me. But I was so excited to like, I needed the support of my family at the time. My son was like 1.5. Mm-hmm. And like back then in the NWSL, we were hardly making any money.
Right.
So it was probably the only thing that would have worked for me. So thank God that I got drafted there. But I mean, it was always an honor to like be home and like play in front of friends and family, but then also like represent the people you know and love as well, like with Chicago across your chest. So that was always special.
Yeah, that kind of like hits different.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were the first player from DePaul to be drafted to play in NWSL, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So you were the first one of your school to join the NWSL, get drafted. So how do you feel now that you were that player that showed other DePaul players that you can make it in this league?
I mean, that's cool.
whatever.
Sure,
whatever.
I did it. Light work.
Try better.
What a terrible answer, buddy.
Hey, DePaul girl, y'all can make it too.
Y'all got it.
Got it.
You're good.
Go run in the snow.
You're in good hands.
DePaul's got some storied athletics, though. It's a good basketball school. You know, a lot of NBA players have gone through there. So
back in the day, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's true though, but with like the conference realignment and stuff, I feel like the Big East, because I think they were in the Big East when the Big East was like a thing. It's kind of shifted the powers and all that, but yeah, that's funny. That's a funny answer.
Trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Hey, she's, you know, being honest here. So.
Yeah, no, we.
What we're looking for.
I take that any day rather than a fake like inspirational answer, which is sometimes
having conversations.
What you have to deal with, you know, on and you could tell, but yeah, that's good. So a lot of what we do.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do on the pod is we talk about stuff outside of the lines, you know, music, art, fashion, and I know you're super big into fashion as well. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your style, and how important is that to you as a you know?
It's like an everyday person.
So I would describe my style as tomboy femme.
Okay,
love
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, fashion style is really important to me. I love it. I know everyone says it's self-expression, and I feel like it is. It's like someone looks at you when you walk in, and it's the first thing they see mm-hmm. is what you're wearing. And I love that you can, you know, be whoever you want to be with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like tomboy femme. Like, I like menswear pieces, but I also like a little pop of girly or like something flashy. Mm-hmm. And I take my style very seriously.
Yeah, I love that. What inspires like your fashion styles or your fashion looks?
I feel like I'm definitely inspired by community, everything around me, you know, mm-hmm. what I see. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I was in Chicago, it was definitely, my style was more sneaker, sporty. And now mm-hmm. that I'm here, I feel like, or maybe it's just I'm getting older. I don't really know. But I feel like it's a little bit more chic than mm-hmm. it used to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm inspired by, you know, people and trends and things that I see.
Yeah. What are like your go-to shoes or sneakers?
Right now, my go-to shoes are those platform Uggs. I wear them everywhere. I'm beating them up.
The Tasmania or the Taz? I don't know.
Like the brown, they're brown.
Yeah.
And they have like the
And they're
flat
like
bottom.
Short?
Yes.
Oh my
exactly.
God, no way. I've been looking for them. They're sold out everywhere.
I love them.
I had some, but not the big platform, the smaller one.
Okay.
And they didn't fit. I'm usually a size 7 in Uggs. And, I mean, yeah, size 7, and I got a 7, and it didn't fit. I just think that they're, like, a little bit tighter.
Yes, they are.
They
but
are,
they kind
right?
of loosen up.
I tried. Didn't work out for me, so I had to return them. And I literally was at the store trying to return them, and everyone around me was just looking to see, like, what I was
in. The vultures were circling.
Yeah, I swear to you, because right now at the Uggs store, at least at the one in Citadel, they didn't get any for this current, like, time.
Oh, no.
So everyone's looking for them. So
girl, you need them.
Yeah, I do need them. So.
She already has them.
She already has them. Sarah's like, I got them. Yeah. I don't know.
Couldn't be me.
They are cute, though, because you could up, you know, like style them up, style them down, just wear them at home. Okay, those are good ones. Okay. I'm trying to be like you now.
And now I feel like, especially with Angel City, they do like the pregame runway mm-hmm. and the you know the is it, does it get competitive? Like, do you feel like you know, like you have
gotta
to show
think
up?
About it.
Yeah. Bruh, we're a soccer team. Everything's competitive.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we're always competing, even if no one says it.
Yeah. I bet. Know, what's like the behind the scenes to that though? Like, are you all chatting like, okay, do you know what you're wearing for the you know, like the pink carpet? Is there like anything behind it?
Sometimes like with people you're closer with, maybe we'll be like, what are you wearing today? But you know we'd be going through each other's photos.
I think
my outfit ate more than hers.
Outfit repeater over here. She wore that
shirt last week.
That looks like she kind of got inspired by me. That's cute though. It's cute, and I love that there's more of that, and we're like normalizing, you know, the fashion sense and the fashion styles in soccer, because I feel like it gives it more respect, kind of like respect in the sense of like it's not just an outside sport. It's a sport that involves so much culture, so much fashion, so much passion to it besides just what we see on the pitch. And I think you all definitely bring that.
And was it you that was talking about, like, she was talking about, like, she was inspired by me? Was it the bubble braid conversation? Was that you that was saying that you brought that to the league?
Yeah.
He's like, I founded the bubble braid.
Just a trendsetter across the board, whether it's DePaul.
Without even trying.
The Uggs.
I didn't start the Uggs. My boyfriend calls the Uggs the Air One fit. He's like, every time I go into Air One, there's 10 women with Uggs on.
That's a Calabasas conversation.
It's a trend going on. Oh my God. He's been trying to get onto the pink carpet.
Yeah, so he's been trying to be.
If you have a plus one, let him know.
They won't let you on.
No. I mean, my credential doesn't give me that access.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately. You know, but he has his outfit ready. It's been ready since last year. Yeah.
Well, if I sign with Angel City, we'll make sure you get the pink
carpet. There you go.
That's the kind of.
But you have to send her your outfit first so she can approve, right? Because you can't embarrass her either.
Nervous because now that was like kind of like last year.
You gotta get the Uggs.
Yeah. I gotta update my. I'll go through Russell Westbrook's Instagram and I'll try to get some
inspo.
Yeah.
I'll wear the half shirt. You'll be good.
I gotta cut the carbs.
You are not coming on the pink carpet.
Dang.
Take it out.
That's what I want to see him in.
He's just trying to get me in that.
Julio picked his outfit.
Anything embarrassing, ask for him. That's the style I give him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I thought he was just trying to see me in a crop top.
They have this, like, love energy that I just can't compete
like
with.
Like a little bromance.
Yeah. It's just so... Sometimes I just have to sit here and let it happen, and then sometimes I have to break it off because it gets too much.
Love is love.
That's right. I know that's right. But continuing on the fashion train, I know you've worked with Klarna a lot, and what there's some partnerships that just like work hand in hand. I feel like that's something that has for you, because as someone that, you know, puts a lot of emphasis in fashion, and what's it like having worked with them, and how has that upped your style game?
I love working with Klarna. Obviously, they're one of ACFC's founding partners, which is awesome. But also, as someone who's constantly online shopping and like obsessed with style, I mean, just outside of being, you know, with them, it's using, you know, the way that they bring style together and the way that they support our team is just, it's awesome. And I feel like I've done, you know, a bunch of collabs with them, and it's always A, fun to work with them, but B, like, just easy for me to be on their site and their app and like figure out what I'm gonna wear. And so I'm like a big mood board girl, so I like everything in one place, and I feel like they make it easy for me.
I feel like Klarna is like girl math. Like, it's accessible. You can buy it and eventually afford it. Like, you get something for the price of what you pay for in that moment, and it feels like you're getting it for cheap. And eventually, like, for every time you have to pay, you can wear it. Like, oh, today's the payment due date. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to put it on. We're going to represent. I feel like that's how it works, and it works for me, so I'm going to keep doing my thing with Klarna.
And I mean, the spots you've done with them, like, you're getting Cassius into it too with his back to school fit.
Kaden, Cassius is the other one on our team.
Ramsey. Ramsey.
That's, I had it in my head. That's so embarrassing. I apologize.
Kaden, you're so good.
Kaden.
He's not going to talk to you.
I know.
Mr. Poppy doesn't approve of you.
Yeah, there goes.
I'm going to hang out with him.
There goes our friend. Yeah.
We're going to be with Kaden.
They're going to be hanging out. I'm going to be on the side, just like.
You can't make it to his private table now.
Yeah, I know.
Kaden's gonna tell all his friends, like, Ramsey, he's not it. Yeah, Julio, he's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, got him. I'll be a great wingman. Like,
there goes my
I got him.
First impression out the window. You know? But you've been able to get the whole family into it too. So I feel like that's something that's worked out too.
Yeah, my son, he doesn't, well, maybe now that he's getting a little older, he mm-hmm. does like what he's wearing, mm-hmm. but I'm a stylist.
Okay.
And so that's why he looks so good.
Yeah. And he lets you like, allow him, like, he lets you buy his clothes and, you know, put his fits together.
Well, he has no money, so he definitely
he has no other option. Because you know how sometimes
my house, my
it gets to a point where some kids are just like, no, mom, like, you're not going to style me today. But he's all about it. Well, no, then again, it's you. Like, you have all the swag, so that makes sense.
Yeah, he lets me. Like, I think he's at the age now, he's 9 now, where he, like, wants to look mm-hmm, good mm-hmm, and, like, have a little bit of swag.
Yeah.
So he's totally into it.
Yeah, the first day of school fits. Must be looking good, huh?
Yes. And I did something with Klarna for like first day of school too.
Nice.
And so he got to pick out some stuff on the Klarna app and he was super excited about it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I definitely did not get to pick, but that sounds like goals.
I know. I
had kid goals.
My mom gave me the comb over. I was like, mom, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, my mom, when I was younger, she would style me in uniform, like the schoolgirl uniforms, and we didn't even wear uniform at our school. But because she had just got here from Mexico, that's all she knew. So to every school she's put me in, like from elementary to middle school, I was wearing uniform and no one was wearing
every
uniform.
Day?
Every day.
That's
and then
cute,
she
though.
Would like clip my lunch tickets to my uniform so I wouldn't lose. It was so embarrassing. So there I am in school, like braided in a plaid, the white collar t-shirt, a plaid like dress.
With the vest over
and
it.
The black shoes. Yeah, and everyone was just looking at me like, what's going on with you?
Hey, you know, this is public, this is LUSD. You know?
Right? Like, you don't even got to come.
Does your son have equally as amount of shoes as you have? I know you said it was like around 150. Is he close to that?
No. He grows like a weed.
Right, yeah.
And then he beats up shoes.
Oh, so doesn't even care.
He doesn't care. He's really like a white AF1 kind of guy, but we have like a few others for him to throw into rotation. Yeah.
Do you guys have matching pairs?
Yes. No, actually. He's black
Air Forces. At this point.
His energy was going to be wild.
What does energy say?
He already has. He's already Mr. Popular. Imagine with black Air Forces. That's a whole nother.
He'll start a whole fight club in the back.
Mr. Intimidating and Mr. Popular. And then for real, I have no chance.
He's definitely not going to let you in.
I was thinking that I should get black AF1s and wear them on a game day.
Definitely.
Because he'd be like, oh, I'm choosing violence today.
Yeah. You were voted most likely to fight a stranger, so.
That's messed up.
You're like, that's not me. But don't mess with me. Right.
But Black Forces are.
Right.
Look at the fit.
You already know what time it is when the Black Forces come
out. Hey, listen, you could do something with it and style it up, do something that hasn't been done yet. I feel like there's something there.
There is something there.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
It's giving.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah. Well, wherever you end up next season, the pregame fit, we'll see the Black Forces. We know what time it is and what's gonna go down. So smash the under whenever she's coming through with the Black Air Forces.
Yeah.
But going back to on the pitch, and I want to talk Angel City a little more. But obviously the big news is the Gisele Thompson signing, and then having spent time with her training. What has it been like? Because there's been a lot of talk around, you know, how good she is, and not a lot of people have seen her play unless they're watching the Youth World Cups. What is it like, and how exciting is it to have, you know, two of the youngest and most exciting players in the league with the team?
I'm really happy for Gisele. She absolutely deserves to be a professional. Mm-hmm. We've trained with her on and off for the past year. Obviously, I'm a center back, and she's a right back, mm-hmm. and so I spent some time next to her on the field, and I think she's a really talented player. I feel like her ceiling is so incredibly high. She's a baller. Mm-hmm. She reads the game well. Her mm-hmm. movement's amazing. Like, her defensive instincts are amazing. She's going to be an incredible professional, I have no doubt. And I'm really happy for her.
Yeah.
And her and Alyssa are like this, and so I think it's going to be a great year for both of them.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the videos with you guys in training, and like the warm-up videos where they're not even warming up and, you know, y'all are doing your activation stuff. Has the age difference like been super noticeable when it comes to not only like the warm-ups and stuff like that, but when you're out on the field together?
I mean, we're old, so we have a lot of activation things, and it takes us a little while to get warm. But, like, no, I mean, I don't know how her body feels after a day. I only know how my body feels. But I feel like she's probably like, these girls are old and weird. And I'm like, we're the same. We're sisters. Right. So let me actually not say anything.
You like 2,000 R&B? What? Yeah.
No, but like workplace, like in whatever workplace, whether it's a pro athlete or elsewhere, I feel like you become friends with the people, like, and it's a wide age gap, but it's kind of like I saw it was a red carpet photo of was it Jenna Ortega and Harrison Ford or someone, like there's like two actors, one like super young and one really old, and they're like hanging out on the red carpet like talking, and it's like this is like every workplace like friendship, because like, you know, the age gap is so different, so it's cool to see that it spans across different like fields and
no, that's like so true. I mean, we're all friends, and sometimes I forget that Alyssa's 18 until she's like, yeah, I'm going to my graduation party tonight. And then I'm like, oh yeah, you're 18.
I forgot.
Wait, yeah. No house parties no more, come on. We stopped that already. Yeah,
once it comes down to the off the pitch things, then you realize like where everyone's at, huh? Exactly, a little bit. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
But that back line is sturdy. Like, I mean, you, Paige, M.A., Allie, you know, Jasmine, and now Giselle coming in. Like, I feel like that's strong. Like one of the strong points of the team.
If you come back.
Right. Right. I mean, we keep.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
If you come back. I got you.
But I mean, yeah, right. But I'm talking about, like, what has already, you know, been set in stone and what's, like, already factual. Like, that was one of the strongest points of the team last year. And I feel like closing out games, you kind of saw that step up, like where it was maybe a little frenetic, maybe not as like pretty, like you said, like, but it worked, right? And so what was it like playing on that back line with all those talented players?
It was great. I felt like in the beginning of the season there were a lot of like elementary things that we were doing wrong, and we had to kind of like go back to the basics. I remember one practice they had us hold a string. Maybe it was like a rope. So like when we shifted, we would all shift together, and I was like, this is really embarrassing. Yeah. I hope no
what
one
are
can
we
see
doing
this. But we had to go back and like review the basics, and we got it together, and we ended up being a pretty strong back line. There's still lots of things we can clean up. We didn't have near enough shutouts, something, you know, that needs to be fixed, but it was a good time.
Yeah, you got to strike that from the documentary, the behind-the-scenes stuff, those drills, right? You got to have some – you got to go into the editing room and like, yo, you cannot put that in there.
No cameras today, guys. Yeah.
Please, nothing. Let's not talk about it.
Go ahead.
No, but what about the – I'm trying to get more in the music side. Like, what is your playlist? What are the music inside the locker room? Who controls that playlist?
Paige controls the playlist, and – we all make a lot of requests, probably too many. But, I mean, I'm a hip-hop girl, so that's what I like to listen to, especially before a game. Like, yeah. I need something, like, aggressive and disrespectful. And
Black
just
Force Energy.
What's your
Black
go-to?
Force Energy. Yeah. There you go. Exactly.
What's, like, your go-to artist?
I love... Let me not say Drake. That's so embarrassing.
You said aggressive.
Lil Baby.
Right.
Okay. Excuse me, hold on. I'm going to repeat myself. Lil Baby, Young Dolph.
Okay. That's definitely the vibe. Yeah. Dolph. It's pretty aggressive.
Dolph is like music to deadlift too. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lil
Drake,
Baby has.
I mean, Drake's got some aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It depends on what album like you're listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got, I mean, but like he's got like Marvin's Room and then Lord Knows on the same album.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
True.
Like, so like he's
and
got
Marvin's Room is fire. Though.
Fire. It is one of the greatest.
It's a great song.
That's like one of his like top play. Like he won't show his Spotify rap because that's like number two play. He keeps
every
that close
year.
To his, yeah.
Around this time, I just call it Random X.
Yeah.
What about like currently? Do you have like what are your like top three artists or like music that you're like currently on repeat?
You say Drake.
No, disgusting. definitely Thames. I love her.
Oh, there we go.
And you know, like you need a break from the hardcore music.
Yeah.
You need to like zen out.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she's
yeah.
been like my off season vibes.
That's good. That's a good one. I like that. And what about like what are your go to songs or like playlists with your son?
Well, he's into Marshmello.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. And Doja Cat.
Okay. Mm.
That's his vibe.
Okay, Doja Cat and Marshmello. That's a good one. Maybe that's a collab we didn't know we needed. It's a collab we didn't know we needed, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like that's reasonable. Like, it I feel like we be. Could see that in the next, you know, like a Doja Cat Marshmello track or remix or
can
something.
Can you guys make it happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can make...
I'll send an email.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens.
Julio's got
we'll follow up.
Yeah, yeah. He needs to... Yeah, he's been following up for a while, trying to make collabs happen, so...
Definitely, maybe. Definitely. My email is broken, I think, because I haven't got any replies, but we're fixing it with Google right now. We'll see what happens.
Trying to make sure it doesn't get sent to spam.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is.
Because I'm Julio. Like, yeah, who doesn't want to reply to me?
It's an IT thing. You got to talk to...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so... continuing the conversation off the pitch, I know that you have your own, you started your own like nonprofit for youth, Hood Space, right? What sparked or inspired that for you?
Okay, so Hood Space is all about bringing yoga, meditation, and just methods of mindfulness to Black and Brown girls. Mm-hmm. And I started it back in 2020 in Chicago. And yoga and meditation, breath work have been huge parts of like mental clarity for me, and like just releasing a lot of things I've been through and making space for myself. And I just feel like those resources should be more prominent in Black and Brown communities. Mm-hmm. And I felt like as a mixed girl, I'm privileged to have those resources. And as a professional athlete, I'm privileged to, you know, have access to everything. And I just wanted to use my access and the privileges I have and kind of give back.
Yeah.
And I started in Chicago, and then we've thrown two clinics out here in LA too.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love that. I think there's a lot that we don't like verbally put out there that intersects with sports and the need behind mental health, and like, and we're doing more of it now. It's becoming more normalized, and a lot of it is because of players and athletes like you. But I feel like yoga and breath work and meditation go a long way for a sport, for like an athlete, especially any type of sport. Like, it helps you kind of like focus and stay, you know, motivated going into a game or even after a game, because it's a lot of like, it's a lot to take in mentally, physically. So I love that you're doing that, especially for youth, because a lot of times they don't get to see that interconnectedness. But having spaces like that can kind of help them start practicing that and normalize it in their day-to-day.
Exactly, because it's like, if you're an athlete or not, these things are so beneficial. Mm-hmm. They help you show up as your best self, and so that's just the goal. Like, if you quit soccer, you know, if you quit playing a sport as a young girl, fine, but hopefully, you know, you still have space in your life for your feelings and whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
It's a great mix of, like, clearing out your head and while also staying active and, you know, getting that physical activity, which is something that I think all sports kind of, you know, like you see like people use it as like a stress reliever and all that. So I think maybe putting a little bit more into like the mindfulness that goes into that will help out too. And I think that's something that's like Bridget said, has been spreading across all throughout sporting, whether it's in sports or out of sports. So you know, we love when athletes have these nonprofit, like we had Jeremy Bobise last week, and he was talking about some of the stuff that he's doing in his community. So we love it when, you know, people are involved in their community while they're playing, whether like it was in Chicago or in LA. So it's cool that you're able to kind of tap in with, you know, the city that you're currently living in.
I wish I had that when I was younger.
Definitely, because I tried to do yoga and I would do it all wrong. The lady had to come back. You know, you gotta modify your pose. Like, not again.
And he gets all embarrassed.
Yeah, he gets embarrassed. I'm like, man, I gotta be more flexible. Yeah.
I think especially as like a person of color, like you don't associate yourself at least for me as a Latina, I never associated yoga as an exercise that I could do. Like, it didn't click for me or my community or my people, because there's no access to yoga. Or like, I think of yoga, or I tell my mom about yoga, and she's like, expensive and where, and it's probably in English.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, think of like yoga clothes, like the concept of buying these $100 yoga pants.
Yeah.
Like, it's all so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, in the Eastern world, there's none of this in yoga. It's about being with your body and like breathing through difficult poses and learning about yourself.
Yeah. And it all, I mean, obviously, definitely give credit to all the instructors that do yoga, but also it's like something that you do for your body with your body. You don't need anything except the right tools, but we just don't have access to it. So giving those opportunities to kids, especially kids of color at a young age, it could do so much. It could do so much for them, even whether, like you said, whether they play sports or they're in school or they're struggling with family things, like breath work makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
I love that, and I hope we get to see more of that out here in LA for you, and also obviously in Chicago. Maybe if you do have a future event, we'll be out there and we'll do some breath work with you, some yoga with the kids,
some box breathing.
I'll do my modified poses, like,
We'll get you some blocks.
I need the blocks. I'm gonna need
heads up and a gallon of water.
My face.
Don't pay attention. Don't look at me.
I'm gonna need a little corner that is dark.
So Sarah, what are you currently working on? What's next for you? I know the off season is kicking in. It's grind mode time. What do you got going on as you prepare for 2024?
Well, like you said, it's really grind mode time at this point. We only have like a month left until preseason, which is crazy because I'm like, where did the time go? But everything has just been about soccer at this point, and like that delicate balance of taking care of myself, getting rest, doing yoga, like doing these things, but also training enough because I still have goals I want to meet as an athlete, and I still feel like I haven't hit my ceiling as a soccer player, and so that's still, you know, what I'm trying to achieve. So just a lot of workouts, guys. I'm tired.
Hey, the grind don't stop.
It don't. They didn't lie.
She still finds time to, you know, come through and chop it up with us, which we really appreciate.
Thanks, guys, for waiting for me. I know. You're like, when are you coming on the show?
We're very patient here, so don't worry about it.
Maybe we had this other player, Messi, wanted to come. We're like, no.
Not Messi.
Sarah. Messi can wait.
What was his name? Lionel? I don't remember.
Lionel?
But yeah, Lionel.
Possibly?
Yeah, whatever.
Whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
We're happy we brought you
that. Yeah. But Sarah, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. Anything else that you guys wanted to get through before?
No, just best of luck in 2024 with everything, and I hope that, you know, more success, more blessings, more achievements come your way.
More life.
You too.
Thank you.
And before you left college, they asked you a question. One of the little interviews that you did, it was basically they asked you what question would you ask yourself, and it was, what would you do? Why you do what you do? Has a reason changed from then to now?
That's so funny because I can see the like image of that little me in my mind. What was my answer then?
Your son.
What's his name?
What's his name?
I don't know. I'm never gonna live that down, man. I'm gonna be like driving, and then I'm just gonna, that moment's gonna come to my head.
Damn.
I'm like, oh my god.
When you tell Mal, she's probably gonna be super disappointed in you.
I mean, she can't be more disappointed than I am at myself already. So I kind of
we're disappointed in you.
Yeah.
You're the one that does all the homework.
I don't. I mean, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, I'm so offended too.
Yeah, how dare you?
I'm never going to recover from it. I probably might have to retire from this, and I might have to walk away and enter
a one-week suspension.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, you got to work for
yourself. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so back to, so your son.
So yeah, your answer was your son.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of important.
My answer to that would be, I love that I have, okay, wait, let me rewind. I always have thought it's so important to like live a passionate life where I'm, you know, following my passions and doing the things that I want to do. And I feel like I was put on this earth to do, because I feel like that is the best way to show him that life. But also, as someone who's grown so much in the past, I was probably 10 years ago, was it? Maybe 9, I don't know. I would say that I do so much for him, and I want him to be happy and all of the things that a mom should say, but also I don't necessarily play soccer because of him or anything like that, because I feel like I'm in a place where I do it because it's fulfilling, and I'm so glad that I can show him that. if that answers that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great answer.
That's a great
that
answer.
Was a great answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a great place. It's like a mic drop moment, too. You know? So, but actually, don't
drop the mic.
Roy will not. Yeah. But Sarah, thank you again so much for taking the time to come talk to us. This has been a lot of fun. I know you're super busy, but we really appreciate you, and we'll be paying attention to you wherever you're at next season, and we'll be rooting for you. Thank you so much. For Sarah Gordon, Julio Matarosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life. Keep it tapped, and we got more things coming in the new year.
New year, old me.
Yeah, same, yeah. But until then, we're out.
Bye.
Boom.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.